Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. So, as we talked about connections and community in the last couple segments with Ian Abson and Jason Schultz, connections, conversations, collisions, they all happen in business a whole lot more organically when you're in kind of more social settings. That's for sure. But where do you go to work when you need a little bit of privacy, maybe a little bit more of the socially active space, and you don't want it to be your house or the office? It can kind of be hard sometimes to find that rhythm and that fine tuning in an environment that isn't too loud, isn't too quiet, maybe isn't too boring. So John and Amanda Schroeder have a good solution for us right here in the east side of Milwaukee. The rise of co-working spaces, it's really kind of happened in a fast and furious way in the last several years in greater Milwaukee. So John, Amanda, thanks for taking the time to join us here on the beautiful Upswing in the heart of the city here in downtown Milwaukee today.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Sure. So, John, tell us about kind of your core business first. It's Cobalt Glassworks, right?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, I own a stained glass studio on the east side.
Okay.
Been there for 11 years now. I do about half and half repair and restoration and new custom work for people. And I also teach classes.
Okay.
I'd been in my original location renting from a great landlord for 11 years. Love the east side, walk to work every day. We're east siders.
Yeah.
And this building came up this year, and so we made the move. But moving into this bigger space was part of a larger plan that we've had, kind of a dream we've had for a while of owning a space where we could support other small businesses.
So give us a quick background on Cobalt. Was that a business you started from scratch and you saw the opportunity to do kind of custom stained glass work for businesses in the area? And what are some of the big projects you've worked on?
Yeah, so I started, you know, I'm an artist at heart. I took a lot of classes and learned how to do this and apprenticed under people. And I was a art teacher in MPS for a bunch of years, but really just wanted to make art for a living, and so had this plan, took a couple years to make and figure out the logistics of owning a small business and being an artist. Opened 11 years ago, and most of my clients are homeowners, people who just want to add to their homes. My favorite clients are people who buy an old, beautiful house, either on the east side or any neighborhood, really, right? Bayview, Tulsa, beautiful old Milwaukee homes. And maybe they're in a little bit of disrepair, but the new homeowner just really cares and wants to restore it. And they bring me in, and I get to design cabinets and transoms and sidelights and help be a part of restoring a home and adding value to it.
And you found a really good niche business that has, you know, a good core group of customers.
Yeah, it's, you know, I do get asked sometimes if people still do what I do. It's definitely a niche. It's not a lot of people do it, but I love it. I kind of fell into it. I'm the kind of person who will try any art. And once I started breaking glass and melting metal, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
All right. Very good. That's what we love to do on The Upswing, is conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community, talking to entrepreneurs that have, you know, had an idea and figured out a way to make it reality. In terms of kind of your vision for the East Side, and we got to go to break, but we'll come back and talk about your idea to kind of bring people together in an entrepreneurial setting. You found a space. Now, what are the next steps to really make it into an entrepreneurial hub on the east side of Milwaukee? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. A friendly reminder, WTMJ.com in the upper left. You can listen live to any of the shows, and you can watch live. Just click the Watch Live button. You'll see the wonderful Presented by Horicon Bank logo, and you can see us live in studio right here as we talk about Milwaukee Mix and what's going on the east side of downtown, the east side neighborhood. So Amanda Schroeder and her husband, John, are opening Milwaukee Mix, a new co-working space. Amanda, give us your background and kind of what your journey was to finding this space.
Sure. So I'm a real estate agent, mostly residential, a little bit of commercial. And I'm not exactly sure when we came up with this idea, but we have been inspired by entrepreneurs in the community for a long time. We had friends who started businesses a number of years ago. I was still working in restaurants at the time. And that really inspired John to start his business. And after he was doing that for about a year, I realized I really wanted to have my own business too. And so that was just a natural transition, and real estate popped up in my head out of nowhere. Having a background in hospitality and education, it was a perfect mix. And now I have a team of my own and am allowed to make bigger dreams happen. So this idea of having a space that we could share with other small business owners in the community and really support other entrepreneurs was something that we started thinking about a few years ago and thought was further out in the future. Mm-hmm. And a building was brought to our attention sooner than we expected, and we were able to make it happen, and it's amazing.
And you're right on Farwell Avenue, just off of North Avenue. I spent years ago, but I spent 10 years on the board of directors of the East Side Business Improvement District. And one of our big things we wanted to do was, yes, there are wonderful bars and restaurants on the East Side of Milwaukee, but we wanted to fine tune it around entrepreneurship and business development. And, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but, you know, there's a really good group and a really strong, engaged community on the East Side that has engineered that area of town into an entrepreneurial hub. But you need more spaces for people to gather and lease and be a part of. And there's a co-working space on Prospect called Work Lofts that has some really good energy. But now, what's your vision with Milwaukee Mix?
So we felt like, if at all possible, we really wanted to stay on the East Side. John's business had been there for 11 years. We live on the East Side. We are East Siders. So we really believe in investing in your own community and neighborhood.
Can you walk to work?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Walker bike. That's nice.
It's great. And so it was such an opportunity to be able to stay in the neighborhood. But we do feel like there is a barrier of entry for people to have their own spaces. It can be expensive, especially in popular neighborhoods. And so it's a great way for us to open the doors to people who might not have otherwise been able to find affordable spaces in the neighborhood.
Yeah. So what was the former use of the building that you purchased?
So
paint the picture for us.
It's an unusual building for the East Side. It was built in the 1950s, which is strange for the neighborhood. Okay. It's much more recent. But it was a doctor's office originally. There was a second doctor that owned it after that. And then it was the East Side Framing Gallery for a number of years.
Okay.
So we came in, and much of the original 1950s flair is still there. So we have colorful bathrooms, and we have, you know, different features that really speak to that era, which we particularly like. And so we're leaning into that and making it kind of an atomic mid-century feel in the space, which is really fun.
All right. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the challenges of being an entrepreneur in Milwaukee, but also the opportunities, and see when Milwaukee Mix will be open for everyone to find their space to fulfill their dreams. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. John and Amanda Schroeder join us today, remaking an old doctor's office on the beautiful East Side of Milwaukee that was built in the 1950s, creating it into a new entrepreneurial hub, something that is much needed in greater Milwaukee and all of our neighborhoods across the state of Wisconsin, frankly. So, Amanda, tell us about kind of the, you know, whether it's early in your career as a realtor or obviously starting this business that you're doing, what are some of the challenges and opportunities that maybe are unique to the Milwaukee market from an entrepreneurial lens?
You know, I think in general, I think Milwaukee is a really excellent place to start a business. It's very tight community, maybe one degree of separation. Yeah. So the ability
0.5,
to...
0.5, I always say. Yeah. Everyone says 7. It's not right. even 1. It's like so 0.5. Small. Everyone knows everyone.
Everybody knows everybody. And I love that. I think it's a great environment for building a business, for, you know, connecting with other people. So in that way, I think we have a great support system here. We have a lot of people who are happy to support small local businesses and are very proud about that. So I think that's fantastic. One challenge is that Milwaukee is definitely a city of who you know. And I'm sure that's true in other cities, but mm-hmm. it really to know where the resources are, to know where the great mentors are, you really have to know people and you have to kind of dig around and build relationships.
Yeah.
And that can be challenging when you're starting out.
Yeah. I mean, but do you find that getting into those doors may be a little easier than in a larger community just because...
Yes.
We're a smaller city.
Yeah, I do think so. It's, you know, that small degree of separation means that someone who seems unreachable might know somebody you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that connection can make all the difference.
Yeah. John, from the Cobalt Glassworks lens, I mean, did you find working with larger development companies, larger home building companies, has that been a fun creative challenge?
Yeah, you know, a lot of my business is collaborating with designers and homeowners and construction field people, and being a small market and being a niche business myself, it is who you know, and getting out and meeting people and being seen and participating, and that's helped a lot. Just grow the business, word of mouth. It's mostly how people know I exist.
Yeah, yeah, word of mouth is really strong in
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So how do you see the East Side continuing to grow as an entrepreneurial hub? Obviously, you're staking, you know, a bit of your future on creating Milwaukee Mix, a new co-working space on the East Side of Milwaukee. What do you see as the future of the East Side? And then who do you see as possible tenants for your space?
Yeah, can I start with that?
Sure.
You mentioned the bid before. When I was closing up my old location 2 months ago and cleaning up and getting ready to move, my landlord, who owns a couple buildings on the East Side, is a really good guy. He was like, oh, can we put a for lease sign up in your window, right? Because I'm going to have an empty space, of course. And I got a lot of people walking in wondering if I, you know, what was happening to me. It was like closing or, and I said, no, it's fine. You know, I've been in the neighborhood. I'm staying in the neighborhood. I'm just moving a block east. But there were a couple people that came in. I remember this, these two guys came in and they were like, we're interested in this space. It's for lease. And they go, it's a real like party college neighborhood. Right. And I went 20 years ago.
Yes.
When I was in college. Sure. But no, it's not. Sure. There are bars and restaurants and they're lovely and they're great, but it's so much more. It's so diverse. There's all kinds of businesses and services, and that's what I love. I love the diversity in our neighborhood.
Yeah. And not only people, but obviously business-wise. Yeah. You know, it's not only artists and craftsmen like yourself, right, but there are small business owners, there are realtors, there are people that just need space, and I think that's the opportunity for Milwaukee Mix.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, the strength of a community, I think, is in that ownership and those central hubs of business and commerce that happen in every neighborhood, having a good variety, having a variety of people who own those buildings, are invested in the community, live in the neighborhood even, is really, I think, the key to that being really strong and growing in a great way. So we want to be a part of that.
Yeah. All right. So I like to ask, and we got about 30 seconds here, but you have this kind of magic Milwaukee entrepreneurial wand, and you could wave it. From your experience as an entrepreneur in this market, you wave it and ask for what, Amanda?
I think there's got to be more mentorship in this community. People who are in positions where they never thought they'd be or have really grown, to be able to look back and help those and pull those up who are behind them, I think is so huge. And I think there's some of that happening, but it's not as obvious and it's not as hard as people think. And I think it makes such a difference. It's really valuable. So more people reaching out and offering mentorship and support, I think would just help all ships rise.
All right. Very good. John and Amanda Schroeder, not new couple, but creating a new Milwaukee Mix on the East Side of Milwaukee, a creative hub for small business owners. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank.